As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. Am I pulled up close enough? Oh, fuck. Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B, and I've got a return guest here. You guys know her already. It's Tracy Morrissey. She is a writer, producer, co-host of her own podcast, Pot Psychology, with Rich Juzwiak. And she's stoned right now.
I am. It's after six.
Yeah, whatever. It's hump day.
Oh my god, it is.
Yes.
It's a weird week. It's a weird week when it's a holiday week, you know?
Yeah. Well, I took off I had President's Day off, and then it was my birthday yesterday, Tuesday. So I took that off. And Another holiday. And I was just like, I'm not really like that big into birthdays anymore. Like, it's like not a big deal for me, you know?
Yeah, as you get older, it starts to get slow down. Yeah.
But I was just like, I just spent the day doing like nothing during the day, like just me time, you know? And it was just like, I just went grocery shopping. And then I took myself to lunch and like read a book at this restaurant near us. I forget the name though. It's like, it's closer to you.
What does it look like on the outside?
It's on the corner of like Metropolitan and Manhattan, I want to say. It's called Pecoraro. I'm going to look it up for everyone listening. Not that anyone, wait, hold on. What is it called? Pecoraro Latteria?
Is it Italian?
Yeah, it's Italian. I don't know if I pronounced it correct, but it's good. It's Italian. I actually went the other night with my friend Ejim for dinner, and I was like, oh, this place is good. I think it's like one of my new faves. But I went there.
Oh, I should go.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Did that, and then at night I went to dinner with two friends. We went to Elmo, which is like the gay chili. You know Elmo?
No, it's Elmo.
It's on the corner of like, or it's on 7th Ave and like 19th in Chelsea. It's got this kind of like orange.
Is it gay bar?
It's like a gay brunch spot, but it's like not specifically gay, but it's like very early 2000s. Like, it definitely hasn't been renovated since then. It's giving like gay chilies. But they have really good martinis, a good like blue cheese stuffed olive martini.
Oh,
yeah. So that's, yeah, it's very, like, yeah, it's very wanton. So I had three of those last night.
And then my God. No, you should only ever have two martinis. It's like boobs.
Yeah, that's what Dorinda always says.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, take it from the source.
One isn't enough, and three is too many.
Well, I had three. It was my birthday, and we had the popcorn shrimp. You know, all kinds of stuff. Go check it out.
Oh, yeah, I will. Wait, Elmo had the good martinis or Pecorino? Yes. Pecoraro.
Pecoraro has okay martinis. Elmo has like famously strong, big, good martinis.
I love a blue cheese olive inside a dirty martini. That's incredible. Yeah.
They don't do that at Bernie's.
I know. You know where they do
it. But they have amazing. Bernie's though does have like really good. They're my favorite martinis in New York.
Me too.
Wow, you weren't joking about smoking weed.
because they have those like the thin. It has like a thin, very thin layer of like ice chips at the top.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And it's like not too heavy on the vermouth. It's like if you ask for a dirty, it's literally just olive juice and vodka.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what you're asking for when you want a martini.
Exactly. You know?
I don't like when they give you it in like a little like kind of like a I don't know the names of all the different like glasses, but like a goblet type of thing. And I like it in a martini glass, and it's got to be the size of my face.
Yeah, martini glass. Yeah.
And one's got to be like, it's got to fuck me up, you know? If I'm getting a martini, it's because it's been that kind of day, you know?
When the last time I was in LA, Nolan and I went out with my friend Cord, who has a movie that is nominated for Best Picture. Directorial debut. Shit. He wasn't nominated for Best Director, but his movie's nominated for Best Film, and he's nominated for Best Screenplay or Adapted Screenplay.
The name of the film?
American Fiction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so funny. So we went out with my friend Cord, and Cord is like rich now. So he just like was paying for it. He pays for everyone. So I guess like Nolan, we went to this like old fashioned place in LA. It's like, it's old and it's weird looking and it's brightly lit inside. And it's like old people are there, but they have great martinis. And I followed the Dorinda rule. I had two.
Okay.
I got fucked up enough. And then I like was vaping a little bit. And then, but Nolan, he may have had four.
Oh shit.
Oh my God.
And he's like a light drinker too. He's like not a heavy drinker. Like not like I.
He is. He's such a stoner. So he was so fucked up from, you know, just weed in general. But, and then we went to a wine bar after and he was drinking wine. And I switched to water. And I was just like, oh my God. Cause I had to go back home with him. And so we stopped at 7-Eleven on the way back and I got spicy nacho Doritos. And he was like, no, just get nacho. And I was like, no, I'm getting spicy nacho. So when we got home, he thought that I got nacho. And so he ate it. He was so fucked up that he thought he was having an allergic reaction because it was spicy. And then he had a panic attack and he was freaking out. And I was like, I'm like the worst person to have a panic attack around because I'm just like, calm down. And then he was like, those girls that were at the bar, they gave me drugs. And I was like, what'd they give you? And he was like, they said it's Xanax. And I was like, well, did you take it yet? And he was like, no. And I was like, you better take it.
Yeah, maybe calm it.
Yeah.
Have a piece of bread, you might calm down.
And then he threw up.
Oh no. I'll be seeing Nolan soon. He's gonna come visit me. Oh, well, you know this.
You guys
this.
Are going to Boston, right?
We're gonna take a little Boston trip. Shout out to Boston. Anybody to the city of Boston. If anyone's listening and you live in Boston and you know the good places to go, we're gonna be there for a little weekend trip, just like a little fun boys trip. And
I haven't been there in so long. Oh
me
my
either.
God.
I do love that city. People loved it's so easy to shit on Boston. People just like have never even been and they're like, yeah, I hate Boston, and then have no idea. There's cool things about it. It can be fun.
I mean, I like American history. And there's a lot of like one of my passions is historical home tours. I love historical home tours. So like I love going to like someplace like I don't know, like Nathaniel Hawthorne's house or like Betsy Ross's house in Philly. And they have a lot of that shit in Boston, which I like, you know.
You know what's funny is you'll go to those places though, like the houses, and they're literally like the tour lasts 5 minutes because it's like the houses are so fucking small. It's tiny. They're like the room.
And then
and this is where it turns the butter, and then this is where they shit in a can. And then this is where they read books by the fireplace, and that's it.
Their beds are so short. And
yeah.
I was like, one time I asked someone, I think at Betsy Ross's house, I was like, were they just like shorter beds?
I feel like they had to have been.
Maybe she said no, they're probably around the same height as now. And why would you sleep in a bed that's not tall, that's not long enough?
I feel like if they looked at people today, if they could time travel and looked at us, they would look at us like we're dinosaurs because we were like, we're probably pumped full of hormones and involuntarily with all the fucking nacho Doritos that we're eating.
I think that Adam and Eve were probably like so hot. And then it was just like generations of inbreeding after that. Cause like they immediately, I was trying to figure out like, who were Cain and Abel's wives? Like, who did they procreate with? And they are their sisters. And not only are they their sisters, they're their twin sisters inside of triplets, I think. Wow. It's a really stupid, complicated story. That's not true, obviously. But I imagine that like Adam and Eve were like gorgeous and like, you know, had perfect body. Like they were like some other level shit. And then now we have like devolved.
Yes. We're like a Xerox of a Xerox of a Xerox. Yeah.
It's like this meme I saw that was like, it was like wolves. It was like 5,000 years ago or something like that. And it was like wolves looking out saying like, I wonder if we go to those humans, if they'll give us food. And then it's like 100,000 years later. And it's like a pug in a mermaid costume. Cause like it made it so much. Now they look like pugs. We're pugs. We're the Adam and Eve pugs.
Or that meme where it's like your parents at your age, like, and they're like, let's buy a home. And then it's like me at their age. And it's like, I'm quoting Pop Crave. Pop Crave treats. Oh my God. I saw Stevie Nicks.
Last week.
You know, yeah.
How was it?
Valentine's Day. So I meant to talk about it on the podcast last week, but the date had to get pushed back. But, of the podcast, so I'm finally getting able to talk about it. But my friend Corey texted me on Valentine's Day morning and was like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, it's Valentine's Day, so obviously nothing. And he was like, I guess he works, he does marketing for, I guess, the stadium and this whole like complex that they're building over there. And it's kind of like this, I forget the name of the town. Is it Elm? It's Elm something. It's like literally
Elmhurst.
I want to say, yeah, it's the UBS stadium. Do you know?
Okay.
It's basically between Queens and Long Island. So it's not that, it's really not that far. Yeah. And it's cute. Didn't take that long to get out there at all. And he had a private suite. We had a private bartender, open bar.
Oh my God.
We had dinner in the suite.
Did he get it through work or something?
He got it through work. He got a whole suite. So
Evan
Ross Katz was there too. He was invited. So shout out Evan.
Fun.
So it was amazing. We had food. We had dinner in this week. Got to see the show for free. I got fucked up. It was really great. I laughed. I danced. I cried because it's a pretty emotional show. You know what I mean? Because
of course.
She did tributes to like Tom Petty, Christine McVie. You know,
yeah, they're all dead.
They're all dead. And then she did Gypsy, and I thought that was the most beautiful because that's, I think, one of my favorite, you know what I mean? And it just reminded me of my Stevie. So that's Stevie's song.
I was thinking about your Stevie today.
Oh, what were you thinking?
Because I was thinking like, I'm doing this later. And then Edie was being annoying and she like jumped on my lap. And I was like, Stevie.
In heaven. But I cried. But it was really, really great. It's great to see like Stevie Nicks for free. In that kind of context, hello?
Yeah, it's incredible.
And it was Valentine's Day, so I had something to do.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Epic.
Have you watched This Is Me Now?
I haven't. What is that? Is it like, is that the
Jennifer
show
Lopez's movie?
Oh, okay.
Album.
I'm not big and like big enough of a J-Lo. Because like not even in a, not even in a satirical sense. Like I'm not going to like, is it worth sitting through? Is it that funny?
Well, I'm only like 10 minutes into it. I'm so confused. There's so many stars in it.
I feel like you would have to be.
She works at like a flower factory that's like sweaty inside. It's just like all these different, like we're supposed to be buying that this is all a story, but none of it makes sense. It's like post-apocalyptic sometimes and sometimes it's not. And then astrology is very involved, which I actually do appreciate. But like there, Jane Fonda's in it, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Trevor Noah, Kim Petras, Post Malone, Kiki Palmer. Like she has all these, Ben Affleck, obviously.
Sounds like a yassified dancer in the dark.
It's no Beyonce, I'll tell you that.
No, God no.
It's like, because she's trying to do like a, you know, the visual album that Beyonce did. And it's just not that.
It's
and
these high songs budget, though.
Did not need that. It's so high budget. And she sunk $20 million of her own dollars into it.
Oh my God.
Because no one would, like her record label wouldn't back it. And she really believed in this. She really believed in this project. And it's so high budget. It didn't need to look like this, you know?
I can't imagine Ben having to like listen to her demos. Like when she's recording that album and she really believes in it, she's like, she probably has to bring them home and she's like, can you listen to this? What do you think of this? And she probably, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's miserable because she's hot.
She's hot, but he's like, he's just like smoking a cigarette with like a Dunkin' in his hand. And he's just like, has to listen to all these shitty fucking, oh man. Do you think he listens to Dear Ben Part 2?
I bet he puts it on in the car because I think he's like the type he drives by himself, you know, like she has drivers
and they don't have kids, I feel right?
like, no,
she has a kid with like Mark Antony.
He has three kids.
Okay.
With, he has three kids with Jennifer Garner and she has two with Mark Antony.
Did he cheat? He cheated on Jennifer Garner.
No, I think it was his alcoholism, but maybe he cheated.
I feel like I read that he cheated.
And or is that,
I'm thinking Jude Law.
Jude Law cheats on everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben Affleck, I think it was really his alcohol and gambling addiction that did it. Like he stays out for days
and
like gambles hundreds of thousands of dollars.
He's so Boston.
Yeah.
Shout out again, Boston. Speaking of shitty American cities though, Chicago. You saw Chicago.
I saw Chicago with Ariana in it.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go next week.
Oh, you're going to go?
Yeah, it's again for free. I think I
went for
Instagram.
Free.
Who
is a listener of our podcast, this guy Sean, who's very nice of him. He actually took Rich to go see Nikki and Donna, you know, Madonna's backup singer.
Oh, I love them. There. Do you know Jess Rothschild? Yeah. Jess Rothschild.
She's a podcast.
Yeah. And she's been on this podcast and she actually interviewed both of them, Nikki and Donna. And it's
just Nikki amazing.
Yeah, together. And they were just talking about how they first met Madonna from like, you know, the first time I think it was like their demo version, the demo sessions of True Blue, and then how they ended up going on tour with her. It's just like an amazing episode.
I wish that I had been invited to that.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did he invite you and not me?
Yeah.
And Rich is like, well, I don't know. And you know, we
are you like
a
huge Madonna fan though?
I'm not a huge I was raised on Madonna. So it's some of her songs are just like part of my DNA. I think the last song that she had that I liked was probably Hung Up, and I haven't really liked anything since then.
I'm sorry.
But I was like, this is only going to be even if someone takes me to do something. That's not fair that like a listener likes Rich better.
Yeah.
So the same guy, he offered to take me to Chicago. And he's
like, a poll.
Of who? No.
Of who their
fans. Devastated.
Of your listeners to who likes Rich. And you'd be like Nikki Haley versus Trump. Maybe you give them an option of none of the above.
I feel like it would be difficult for me no matter who won that. Because I feel like I would feel bad for Rich if I won, but I would also be furious if he won.
I somehow feel like Rich wouldn't care. Like either way, he'd be like, oh.
You know, he would not give a shit. So Chicago, Ariana.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that she, I was actually really, really impressed with her singing voice. I was not expecting her to be much of a singer at all. And Chicago is written in a way that like,
You could do
anyone can sing it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Is she Roxy? She's Roxy. And I would say it was the acting that sucked. The acting was like, okay. I mean, I don't know what I was really expecting along those lines. I don't know. Maybe I just thought that she would be a better actor than singer. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just cannot. People in the crowd fucking loved it. They were like,
yeah, because they're there. Like, there's super fans there. They're going to see that.
Oh my god, psychotic! And I was just like, and then I read this review from Refinery 29. This girl is fucking unhinged. The girl who wrote the review, she's like, it brought us to tears to see Ariana in Chicago is the headline, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
and god. then the actual story is like, she's like, she's all of us. We were all in that room. We were all one, a collective together. Like, get a grip, lady.
It's
like
nuts.
Someone the cheated fervor on this girl. Like, yeah. I can't believe that she got like so much goodwill bought for her just from that cheating scandal. She should at this point thank him for cheating because she has had so much success and people just absolutely love her. So I don't know.
She has like her success, but it's like we do forget that she literally got him by cheating on him with someone.
Right.
Or like when he was dating someone else. So
exactly. I mean, I think that like, yeah, exactly. Like, you knew he was a cheater.
Yeah. So you got him. I'm going to go see it though.
I mean, I'll take a free ticket. Yeah.
Whatever. Speaking of him though, he's been in the news.
Tom
Sandoval, New York Times. What was the quote? I have it written down here in case anyone is under a rock. But when he was asked about Sandoval and how it became so infamous, Tom Sandoval told in
New York Times Magazine.
They knew what they were getting into. They like,
absolutely.
He had no idea though. He thought he was going to have a little fluff piece. They let him just hang himself. They gave him a little bit and then they just like let him go.
But the thing is that this has been going on for a year now. Like, how has he not figured out how to present himself? Like,
I don't think he has anybody in his corner, it appears.
But he has a publicist and he has a manager.
Yeah.
I don't think he listens. He must not listen. Like, he must just like do whatever the fuck he wants. And he always thinks he's right. Like, this is like how... Yeah. It's like he's really showing his ass. Like, he's I mean, I never thought he was a. I always thought
he's
he
not
was
very
just like
cerebral. He's not a great thinker. Thinkers of our time are all on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, Sheena couldn't even recognize like Nikki Haley in a lineup when they were like showing her like flashcards on Watch What Happens Live. But that's a whole other thing. Wait, here's the quote really quick. So Tom Sandoval talking about Scandoval, he said, I'm not a pop culture historian, really. No, really. he said, but I witnessed the O.J. Simpson thing and George Floyd and all these big things, which is really weird to compare this to that, I think. But do you think in a weird way it's a little bit the same? Well, first off, George Floyd and O.J. Simpson are not the same. I can't even believe you're comparing those two things. But then let alone like...
What? George Floyd, I mean, I guess he's talking about scandals in general, like, yeah, but like one was like a social movement, like in a civil uprising, and the other was like a murder. I think he's must be like brain damaged a little bit, right? Like,
I think that like sometimes I question like, do these shows kind of like attract really damaged, crazy, sociopathic, narcissistic individuals? Or sometimes do people start out somewhat normal and just a little dumb? And these shows kind of ruin them completely. Like, I mean, I don't think that he lives in a world now where he's not constantly thinking in sound bites and
the
like
center of it too.
And centering himself in
every
narrative that's ever happened. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that his brain probably works in a way that he doesn't.
It's like, well, Dr. Drew said that fame is like a drug and it really will fuck you up and it could ruin your life and you become addicted to it and you'll do stupid things to maintain it. And and I think it probably, I'm sure, and like, well, no, he was a little older when the show started. So his frontal lobe was already developed.
I mean, he's like 40 now, at least.
He's way past 40. This is his third 40th birthday.
Oh wow. Okay. So he's at least like 45, right?
I think he's my age. I think he's 44.
Okay.
But he lies about everything. Yeah. So like he's been lying about his age for years. And I think the only reason why it's sticking this time, at least he's like sticking with 40 now, because he hadn't been before. He kept saying 39.
Yeah.
Because he had got so much attention that like now it can't be avoided, you know?
Yeah. Next day, right after that quote came out, Interview Magazine just today said that he's, I guess, on the cover of their magazine, or at least in some piece, another fluff piece that they're doing on him. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see the interview.
Oh God, they called him an emerging heartthrob.
Oh.
Yeah. But like, I guess the kind of like, I think there's some really weird choices going on at Interview Magazine, because like the day before Britney's biography came out, they interviewed her ex, her now ex-husband. Are they fully divorced now? I don't even know.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah. They interviewed him, did a whole like pinup shoot with him.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just like very weird stuff going on over there. Hmm. But being an emerging heartthrob kind of necessitates the existence of being a declining heartthrob, right? So I guess in that instance,
I think that he, but all right, physically, physically, he's an objectively like a hot person. Like he's got a good body. His face is cute. He has good skin.
Girls are dating him, I'm sure.
Yeah, fucking him. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think he would have never had trouble like getting laid, even if he wasn't on a TV show.
And sometimes, and that's what's fucked up about the world, is sometimes the shittier the guy, though, the easier it is.
Right. Like, exactly.
The fact that people know that he's such a dirtbag probably feels like.
But I don't think anyone thinks he's a heartthrob. Like he's been around. He's been on TV for well over 10 years now. And no one likes him.
Yeah. The name of this podcast episode is definitely going to be Declining Heartthrob.
Who is a declining heartthrob?
Who is a declining?
I would say like initially it was very difficult seeing Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Because when you have a pretty face and then it like you're based on prettiness.
Yeah.
He's
one. I'm trying to think of another. I keep saying this. I think that Timothée Chalamet is cute right now, but I think he's not going to age well.
No, I don't think he's cute right now.
He's just like cute-ish. He has a chart. I mean, it's not like someone, it's not mine, but I get why people have,
are you
like,
giving him grace because he's in a gay movie?
Yes. He's a bad example. Let me think of someone who is actually a declining heartthrob. Actually, Mauricio Umansky.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The more I learn about him, it's been against my will. And I just don't want to learn more. I'm good. I'm good, Maurice.
You think Kyle's gay?
I don't think so. I think it's all for. I think she's very close with Morgan.
I think that they may not have had sex, but she's in love with her.
That could also be. Two things can be true.
The way that she looks at her, she's in love with her.
Yeah.
Like, and there's.
But also,
like,
two things can be true at the same time, too. If she's in love with her, but also completely obsessed with the fervor that happens around her. Is it not relationship? You know what I mean? But also at the end of the day, like, I don't really care. Like, I'm tired of the the gay fishing of it all.
I think that, I don't know, she's making a documentary about Morgan Wade.
Is she? Oh, I guess. Yeah, yeah. I read that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That means that that's an excuse to be together all the time. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I just think with the tattoos, they have several matching tattoos. They may not have had sex, but Kyle is in love. And I hope she does fuck her, because I hope that like she gets eaten right, you know? Morgan would do it.
Yeah, if ever there was somebody to. I think Morgan's probably a really fun person.
She doesn't drink, though.
Oh, never mind. Take that back. Oh, man. You know how drunk I would have to be to go down? Oh, did your headphone fall out? Her headphone fell down.
Sorry, my headphones fell off. I laughed so hard at that.
I just said I would have to be really, really drunk to go down.
On Kyle?
Yeah, on a woman.
On a woman.
I would have to be incredibly young. Yeah, so. But this leads me into the first thing on my list this week.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
The first point on my list is that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills finale is tonight and that this season is ending. I'm glad that it's ending.
Season. Did you think it was a good season?
Oh, absolutely not. That's why I'm happy that it's ending. It's one of my
I laughed a lot on this season. I thought it was funnier than normal. It's usually not one of the funny ones. You know what I mean? I thought that Garcelle brought it. I thought that the Denise party with the weed that was incredible.
Denise.
I know, but then also when Denise is fighting with who is she fighting with? Erica.
Yeah.
And I like, and then you see Kyle and Kim were sitting there like literally drinking tea, like looking back and forth. Like that was so good.
Those were like
Erica
the peak
in Spain. When she got drunk and she knew like the history of the Middle East.
That is weird. I love when people like just kind of get drunk and then like you just start finding out all these weird things. It's like what is the saying about like a drunk man is a sober mind or something like that? What's the
drunk words are sober thoughts?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
But I thought Erica was really funny this season, and I've never been an Erica fan. I
started to come around a little bit, but I'm still not. I still think she's lame.
I still think she's lame, but I think that now she gave too much of a shit before. Like she acted like she didn't give a shit, but she absolutely gave a shit.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think now she's starting to not give a shit. And that's why she's starting to be kind of likable.
I think that just like, I have not really enjoyed this show in a while though, but I'm really happy that it's wrapping up so that it makes space for other Housewives shows to come on. But also
coming back?
This spring, I want to say April. I think April. Okay. I think it's April. So that means probably like any day now we'll get a trailer.
Yeah.
And who knows what that show's going to be like?
Oh my God. But like half the cast isn't speaking to each other.
It's going to be fucking nightmarish. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I realized how bad it was though 2 days ago, or maybe it was a day ago, when Netflix released a 90-second preview clip of Buying Beverly Hills, which is Mauricio's show,
right.
and he has a sit down with his daughters and he just lays it all out. Like it's everything that they've been skirting around on Beverly Hills. And he's just like laid it out. He's like, all right. And I was like, this is what we want on this show. Right. I don't want to like spend an entire season trying to guess what's happening. And in 90 seconds, they just like completely spoiled. They're really lucky that the show came out, that Beverly Hills came out before Buying Beverly Hills, because they would have fucked them over. Not a good week at Bravo headquarters.
Right.
Well, not a, you know, a lot of fires to put out.
Have you ever watched that show, Buying Beverly Hills? I've never seen it.
I've never seen it. I don't really care to either. I'm not really into real estate shows.
Me neither. I mean, I like Selling Sunset, not for the real estate, but just because those women are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I like Selling OC. I did fall off it. I didn't see it. And I didn't see the last season of Selling Sunset.
Yeah. It's a little too much about the fashions for me. I like Selling OC because they're definitely not as fashionable and it's just trashier. And there's a lot more like,
it's not even like fashion though. It's like,
yeah, it's just like costumery.
It's not really, it's LA. It's through an LA filter, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the first thing on my list this week. And I was just thinking about Beverly Hills. I think that Dorit is, I've talked about this the other day. There's, because I don't listen to so many podcasts, some just working or reading or something like that. But there is one that Bravo produces called, I think it's Hot Mike with Alex Baskin. I think he's one of the producers or the head producer.
Yeah, he used to be from Evolution. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Also OC and Beverly Hills.
Yeah. And he hosts it. And so he has a lot of those people on. He has like, I think Dorit's on, Gretchen. There's a lot of some.
That's a podcast? Because I've seen these clips on TikTok and I don't know what I thought it was.
Or something. But it's worth listening to. It's really good. I think you have to subscribe for something like that. But because he's one of the producers and he has like a history with them, they're a lot more forthcoming about stuff.
Yes.
And
there's I saw a clip with Shannon.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth it.
All right. I'll take a listen to that for sure.
But I think it would probably be better as an actual show, like not a podcast. Like they should make it an actual, one-hour show, because then what was that?
They don't want to spend the money.
But then you could have like, if they're talking about, you know, they talk about how Heather Dubrow first came on OC. Then you could show casting reels. You could show behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, they don't do archival at all?
No, because it's a podcast. So.
Oh, I would do. I mean, I would do. We do archival.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, maybe they don't want to spend the money.
They don't want to spend the money. Bravo, some weird stuff. Girls Trip isn't going to come out. The Morocco. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah. I think
it. I want to see it.
I want to see it, but then I'm torn because I don't think that, like, I think
I want to see it. I want to be the judge. Sorry if that offends anyone, but I want to be the judge.
I just feel like Caroline Manzo has a history of sexual abuse and, you know, sexual assault. So I hate that would be something that she would have to kind of like live through again. Listen, we all know Brandy gets a little handsy, too touchy. And I kind of believe everything that Caroline was saying. So
I do too. But the way that they spoke about Brandy, like they dragged her unnecessarily in that complaint. Like they brought up things and they were shitty things that she's done, but like the Joyce with the hair in the pool, brought that up with a screenshot. And I was like, what does this have to do with sexual harassment? And then they brought up like very like things like her.
But
like
I think that she apologizes flirting later and she says that, oh, I was just drunk. And I think they're using it to cite as an example of her doing something that she would not normally do, quote unquote. And then using the excuse of being under the influence of something later. That's what
they showed like clips that like when I watched the show, they definitely seemed like they were consensual and everyone was like laughing and having a good time. It's like her on a trip in a bed with Carlton. And then like her like making a joke, like jokingly hitting on Ken Todd. But like those things, like I saw, like, you know, other stuff, sure. Like her giving a lap dance to Vicky. But all of the other women have said that it's being blown out of proportion. And I bet for them it is, you know, like I bet they're like, this was not a big deal because, you know, they don't have whatever trauma. Caroline has, but I did initially think, just because I'm prejudiced, because I went to high school in New Jersey with like so many Italian Catholics, and like I just know people like that. I initially thought it was some sort of like a gay panic, because
There was some, there was something in the reports about
she was like grabbing her vagina and her boobs,
and they were kind of like kissing at one point, like
yes, and yeah, then like full also on. Yeah, something had happened at during the day when they were filming, and Brandy had said, like, I don't know, that some, like, they were at like a cooking thing, and Brandy had said that something looked like a dick, and Caroline got upset, and it's like, you would get upset. Like, she was so horrible on trips. She was like always miserable.
That's true.
Always had a headache. She was never fun. And so I could totally see her being like a target of Brandy's, like of Brandy trying to like get her to loosen up in like her, you know, stupid ways, which apparently ended up working on Vicky in the end, even though Vicky hated it in the beginning.
I personally am okay with never seeing it, but we'll see. We're never going to see
it. I want to see it. I'll try to get it on the black market. Because it's made. They made it. They did make it.
But they probably didn't edit it at all.
No, I think they did edit it.
Oh, really? They had it on like, okay.
Well, because they weren't.
There's no other girls trip in the, there's no other girls trip in the bucket right now. There's nothing.
Didn't this happen 2 years ago?
Like almost a year and a half ago now. But there's no other, there's no other girls trips like on the, in the bucket. So they've, you know.
Well, the whole thing is teetering. I don't think I do think that there are maybe some like production companies and networks that do shady ass shit. Like, like how on The Bachelor they would really push alcohol. There have been like a lot of reforms and stuff since then, but there still are, like, I mean, every show on WeTV,
they provide alcohol.
Baddies, whatever. and they exploit people. I don't think that that's necessarily the case with Bravo, because they're so corporate that
especially after also, the Reckoning stuff.
And they're also so, like, they're those things are all made by production companies. It's not really by the network. The network's a little bit removed from it. But, like, I don't know. I still want to see it because I'm so fucking nosy. Of course I want to. I love evidence. I would, like, comb through all of that.
I want to ask you what your first thing on your list is this week.
Sorry.
Plug in something.
Of juice. Well, my first thing was This Is Me Now.
Okay.
Got it. So dumb. Yeah. But my second thing is Charlotte the Stingray. I've been obsessed with her for a full week now. Charlotte the Stingray. She's at an aquarium, I believe in Georgia. And she has been living in her tank. She's been living in this aquarium for like, I don't know, years. And there has not been any other stingrays in there. She's the only one.
Okay.
But there are two male sharks. Okay. She presented with like these lumps in her stomach, and they feared it was cancer. So they took her to a vet. It turns out that she's pregnant. Well, they were like, well, we've never heard of that happening. It's either that or like spontaneous reproduction, but that has also never been heard of with stingrays.
What?
So either way, it's wild.
So when did we find out what, like, she's going to give birth to them, right?
She was due last Friday.
Oh God. So they're still growing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure that both sharks and stingrays do live births. They don't have eggs.
Where was I that I didn't hear about this? Now I'm going to be Googling everything about this.
I don't know. I love it though.
Did you see the Drake dick? You saw the Drake dick.
Oh yeah. It was big. It was so big. It couldn't even stand up.
And it wasn't even hard. Like, I think everyone's that's hating on it is just like, you're just hating to hate, because that was
absolutely, that was a gigantic dick. It was like and he was in chubby stage, and it was huge.
Goofy dicks kind of are just like top tier, like goofy dick. It's just like, it looked, he looks like his dick looked exactly like he belongs to him. You know what right. I mean? Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Goofy.
I had a dream about him last night.
Did you?
Yeah. You know what? I do have like a fantasy that like he'll, because I feel like he has a soft spot for single moms. And and so I have like a fantasy yes. that he'll well, just like give me $10,000.
He's made a lot of single moms.
So. Yeah, right?
Allegedly.
Did you see the Sexy Red, the video that he did with Sexy Red?
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with it.
It
came out when I was on the way back from the Stevie Nicks concert. I was like, what a night. Because that was, I think that was maybe my favorite Drake video I've ever seen.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's set us back. I mean, when I say us, Black people, because it's during Black History Month. And it's literally like they're smoking weed in the hospital, eating Big Macs. She's getting her hair flat ironed in the hospital bed. There's like strippers. It's just like, it's a mess. But I loved it. I love SZA in it.
Yes.
I love her.
She's great.
She can't do anything wrong to me.
Matter that she lies and she's whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now, do you know her newest lie is that she wants to start a farm? She wants to become a farmer. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not a lie. Maybe she believes it. She is super
crunchy hippie girl. So.
Right. She's, I don't know why. I think the reason why her lying doesn't bother me the way that like Jamila Jamil's does is because she doesn't try to like build a platform on it. Like she said she was a marine biologist, but she doesn't try to like sell things about dolphins or, you know what I mean? She's like not trying to make coin off of it.
They're essentially little white lies, really. Not hurting anybody.
Like, I've never had a TV. She's not like, you know, that was like a dumb thing.
I hate birthday cake. And then there's like literally photo of her like with a giant birthday cake and like a piece in her cake. Like it's insane.
She also said she was allergic to all vegetables.
If you guys Google or look up like SZA thread of all of her lies on Twitter somewhere, someone did an entire
lipstick
thread.
Lipstick alley. They have the shit.
The second thing on my list this week is Letitia James, Manhattan DA.
Yeah.
I love her. I think they were interviewing her last night. I saw a little clip on ABC News. She said that today she's prepared to seize Trump's buildings in New York City if he can't pay his $355 million civil fraud fine. They'll seize the building, kicking everyone out, and then sell it.
Wow.
It's so insane. Which amazing. He's paying $87,000 interest per day on this, so he better figure it out soon. But he clearly doesn't have the money.
He's just gonna be like, I'll die before I ever pay this.
Yeah, I know.
And then he's going to leave his kids in massive debt.
Well, they're already going to be, because I think they both are being, I think their fines each were, I forget.
They weren't nearly as much, but
40 million. It was like 40 or something.
They can't operate in for like a couple of years.
3 years.
In New York. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all fucked. So.
I hope, but like, I think he's going to be the next president.
He's going to be our nominee. He's going to be the nominee, but I don't know about the next president because there's a lot.
I think he will. And it's just, I don't know. It's all so upside down. It's so upside down. Like he is a criminal. Like he's going to be like, although it's so weird because people are like, well, I'll change my vote if he's found guilty of a crime. But will they? Like it's like
because he's already been
really
literally.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Found liable to be like a rapist. Like, what do you mean? Like.
it's wild. I bet that, no one's going to see any money from him. He would rather spend it on lawyers than ever forfeit it.
Those lawyers are never going to see the money.
Oh, you don't think? Oh, like Kim Zolciak's lawyers?
I think they just found out that she's not going to be on this upcoming season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. I think she was trying to hint that she was because she was posting on Instagram, I think she's trying to get back on.
Like, I think she really needs the money and she's really trying to get back on. I think that, I mean, honestly,
it's
I kind of wish that they had, I wish that they, she has some shit going on right now.
She has some shit going on. I think it could be something where you're like, they just check in with her, but not as a full-time. That would be too dark.
No, not full-time, but a friend of maybe.
Yeah, like, the croy of it is too.
I feel bad for him.
He enabled her
for way too long, but he is trying to like get a handle on things and she just keeps gambling. I would bet dollars to donuts that she does slots on the computer.
Oh my God. I bet.
I think that's what she does. She gambles online. I bet it has to be slots. She's not a poker player.
the stuff that she sells on fucking, where oh is it? Like God. On that site?
Now she's just selling it on she has an Instagram account where she just sells things, and Croy's all pissed because she's been selling things and pocketing the money and not using it to pay bills.
It's insane. And she's getting like her hair done, and she's getting
in Arizona. Yeah. She flies to go get her hair done first class.
I can't. It's so insane. And the stuff that she's selling too is like full retail value of when she bought it.
Right. And they have stains.
Stains, but also somehow she'll be like never worn before. And then it's also the ugliest fucking piece of like Marc Jacobs merch that you've ever seen.
Oh yeah. The ugliest Gucci shoes. The ugliest Gucci boots I have ever seen in my life. They're like just so disgusting.
Like a rounded toe.
No, it's an open toe, but it's a high heel boot.
But it's like the lace up ones, right?
Yeah, with the pom-poms that are mink.
Yep, yeah.
She can't get rid of those. She can't unload them.
I've been seeing those on there. Like, she's been circulating those around for like a year.
I know. I like, because we're the same foot size. So if they were like a little bit cheaper, if they were going for like actual like reasonable rates, I would buy something just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
But you know, what she should do is just give all of her shit to like Vestiaire and have them handle all of it. And she could get top dollar. Like, it is wild that she has so many designer bags and shoes that she says were never used.
I know that's a sign of a true addiction.
Yeah, that's a mental illness.
It's a compulsion because you just have a closet full of these things that you never wear, and it's the ugly. And a lot of it looks like it's literally from the year 2010. So it's just
a lot of stuff. When I was like going, I was like looking initially when she started doing it, I started looking up the prices, the secondhand prices of all the bags and comparing.
Yeah. Right, you were doing that.
And a lot of the stuff is from like 2016, 2017. And that was like right around when they re-signed for their show. So they probably got like a bulk of money, and she was just spending it like no one's business. The amount that they owe to the IRS makes me so upset. I just get really like fucking.
What's the amount?
$1.1 million. And they can't sell their house because it's leveraged. Like it's going to foreclosure and they're not going to make any money.
I don't think they can even sell
it. They're not going to make any money on it. And they're going to end up having to foreclose. He was begging to sell it like a year ago, and she wasn't allowing it. And he had to
like, what would you even be able to film with her on Housewives? You know, it's like, she's going to have to live in Chateau Charest. Charest might have an extra room.
Yeah, that would be good.
And it would give Charest a storyline.
What? Oh my God, she's so good on The Traitors.
She's
so good. Like, I can't believe she's still there.
She's the queen of failing upwards. She's been doing it for 2 decades now since her very first season.
Alan Cummings interview on What Happens Live.
He's like, who do you think who you're most shocked is still there? And he's like, he names one person. He's like, well, also this person, and he named like 8 people.
But also Sheree, I love it. I love that.
She's my absolute favorite person.
Oh my God.
When they dumped the maggots on her and she started fucking flipping out.
I love how every single Bravo woman tapped out. Only the Bravo, they're like, I'm not doing this.
What do you think about, just so everyone's on the same page, because the last episode is when Parvati was ousted. Yeah. So then Phaedra was able to pick someone else to be a co-trader. She chose Kate Chastain. Do you think that was a good choice? Is that who you would have chosen?
Well, it depends, because like Kate has been there a lot less time than the rest of them. So she may not have as good of relationships.
But she's been there before.
What do you mean? But I know, but she hasn't like.
She has experience.
She hasn't she hasn't like formed bonds with like as strong as she has with other people. I thought she was going to pick Fergie, but Bergie.
Well, he
left,
was already,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, he was already gone. Her Bergalicious.
Oh, not Bergalicious.
If I were her, I would have picked MJ.
Nobody would have suspected MJ. And MJ would just be like so happy to be chosen for something.
Oh my God.
I think she should have picked Sandra. I think Sandra's flew under the radar, but clearly is a mastermind.
Sandra is so smart.
She's going to be it till the end.
Sandra. Sandra's going to be able to sniff her out.
Yeah, I think so. But also, I think that would be, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's tough. But I think that She would have been an excellent trader.
Player. Yeah, I would have picked the strongest player.
Yeah. I want to go to the bonus episode because there's so much more to talk about. You have the rest of your list. I want to talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Well, I mean, we kind of talked about it, but the
We can talk about the reunion outfits.
Yeah, right. That's what I want to talk about. The fainting. I want to talk about traders a little bit more. I want to talk about Real Housewives of Miami. There is the rest of my list. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard trailer. But you don't watch that, so.
I don't watch any of the houses.
Yeah, you don't watch any of the
Summer
houses.
Summer House. I don't watch Winter House.
It's not your culture.
Yeah, I you know what it was? I tried watching the first season and there were those twins. Those twins with those faces. And they really turned me off and I've never been able to go back.
The show has like definitely
people
evolved.
Love it.
People do. I want to go over there to the B side. Guys, you can go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe to the bonus episode. We are going to talk about all that. Why don't you tell the people really quick about Pod Psychology, what's going on over there? You said, you guys film a video counterpart too.
Yeah, now we're finally doing video, but that's just for subscribers.
Right, on Patreon.
On Patreon, patreon.com/podpsychology. You know, we're recapping as America's Next Top Model Cycle 3 right now, which is so nice to revisit.
Yeah.
And like those really early ones. And then I actually have a subscription service on Instagram where I talk about like pop culture, history for the most part, but like just other things in general. Like, but I did one that was on, I make like reels or like long 10-minute videos. I did one about the butterfly effect from 9/11 that caused Ellen to lose her talk show and get canceled as a person.
Okay.
Yeah, it starts with 9/11. That's so I did that. I did for Black History Month. I did like the history of like Black American fashion designers from like the 19th and 20th centuries. So I just do kind of like deep dives like that.
Awesome.
$5 on Instagram, $4.99.
When did you start that?
I think like 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Okay. This is pretty recent. Yeah.
Yeah, it's recent and people are liking it. I didn't think, I was like, shit, I have to find something like all the time to say to people. And
that's what I was gonna say. I can't do a subscription thing either. This is why you guys you guys have to go to the Patreon to get I don't know what I would
do like once a week. I do a one video a week and then I just do, I throw some like slides and memes at them.
You're really selling it.
That's not true. I mean, I did write reviews of all of the Oscar nominated animated shorts this year.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did a whole like thing on who has played Roxy Hart on Broadway, every single celebrity.
Oh, there's been so many housewives.
So many. They just do stunt casting all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Lisa Rinna.
That's why
was
when
one,
these
right?
girls are like, yeah, Lisa Rinna. That's why when these girls are like, Ariana is living her dream and doing the best. It's like, it was stunt casting. She's not a triple threat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Let's head over to the B side. On the B side, I'm going to ask you if you miss Lisa Rinna, but hold it. And let's go over there. I kind of miss her. That's my thing.
No.
But I'm just interested in knowing what you think about that. Guys, again, patreon.com/theBList. It's good to be back. Thank you guys for all your birthday wishes, whoever has written me. And if you haven't, fuck you. so kidding. But I'm happy to be here another year. And I love you guys. Thank you for listening and subscribing. And I will talk to you next week. See you on the B-side. Bye, guys.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.